This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
So in this hour, we're talking about something that I find quite interesting. It's called the mommy makeover. I see quite a lot of it on my social media right now. So we roped in somebody who speaks quite a lot about it to help us with this particular conversation. It is plastic surgeon Dr. Brian Munaisa. Good morning, Doc. Thank you so much for your time.
Hi, Sekani. How are you?
I am good. It's been 2 years. How have you been holding up?
Yes, I last spoke to you about 2 years ago. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. So one of the things that it's been quite an it really has been, Doc, and I mean, I keep in touch with you by following you on social media, and one of the things that I've noticed that you post a lot about lately is something called a mummy makeover. But before we get into you telling us what that is all about, let's first talk about, you know, the physical changes that a woman's body goes through after birth, or during the process, and then after birth.
Okay, that's cool. Yeah, so exactly what you said. There's some that happen during the pregnancy and there's some that happen afterwards. And then there's also some mental changes as well, you know, that can also be quite stressful. So the physical one, during the pregnancy, there's three ones that really, I think, bother a lot of women, especially afterwards. It's the weight gain. You know, there is some pregnancy-associated weight gain. There's some water retention, so you swell up, all your hands get bigger, your feet or your shoes don't fit. And then specifically for the tummy area and the breast area, for the tummy, there's rectus diastasis. Now, it sounds like a fancy word, but what it means is your muscles are pushed apart by the baby. So the muscles are pushed apart by the baby, and sometimes after the pregnancy, that does not reverse. So that sometimes gives that round belly that women complain about. Or the belly looks, no matter how much you're gymming, how much weight you lose, your stomach still looks round. So that's the muscle weakness from the pregnancy. Then the breast, you know, the breasts get bigger when you're pregnant, and then afterwards they often shrink again. So women complain that they look like tea bags, or, you know, they look quite empty. And then there's like the things women don't talk about much, you know. So some women after the pregnancy, they find that they can't control their urine as well. They, you know, sometimes when they laugh, like a little bit of pee will come out, and that can be quite embarrassing socially. And then women don't talk about that. And then of course there's also the mental side.
Yeah.
You have a baby now, you're tired all the time. Everyone is coming and giving you advice, you know, and so sometimes you get the mood shifts quite a lot, and find women do suffer with depression and stuff. But that's not like, you know, all the time, but, you know, the mood does change, the confidence does change.
So now let's get into the mummy makeover, because I can imagine you sitting there and you've got that round belly and you want to fix it, but there's something called a mummy makeover. What is it and what does it entail exactly?
Sure. So we look at it in terms of the main changes that I've just described. So in terms of the breast, women would want to rejuvenate the breast. Sometimes this, you know, sometimes because they got bigger during pregnancy, they don't shrink back. So you might consider a reduction, but most of the time it's about lifting the breast and putting the nipple back in its right place. You know, so the breast rejuvenation, as we call it. And then with the tummy, it depends also. We do have options. We can do liposuction if the weight is just not coming back. But if there's this muscle weakness and the belly looks round and it's sticking out, that one needs a tummy tuck, because we have to actually fix those muscles inside. So the tummy tuck or abdoplasty would, you know, give you that flat stomach again. It would restore your hourglass figure. And an interesting thing about it, because we are strengthening your core by fixing it, we find that the back pain often improves, and that that little urine leakage, the urine incontinence, also improves quite a lot. So those are the main procedures in a mommy makeover. It's the breast and the belly. But, you know, it's 2021. Women, you know, are free to do what they want with their bodies. So we also do 360 lipo sometimes. We do bum rejuvenation. We do lipo on the arms. So really, it's just about a combination of procedures to help you feel and look better or look like you used to before the pregnancy. It's a mommy makeover. We're getting you back, you know.
Basically, I can buy my body.
Yes, you can, but you have to maintain it. But you have to maintain it.
Absolutely. So, how long after giving birth can a mommy consider getting a mommy makeover?
Okay, so I like that question because it's actually in two parts, okay? After giving birth, your body has to change back, but you're also, in some cases, breastfeeding.
Yeah.
So we prefer that women think about doing cosmetic surgery 3 months after they stop breastfeeding for the simple reason that, you know, you don't want to be carrying a baby and trying to breastfeed a baby while you're heating wounds at the same time, you know? So in terms of after the pregnancy, we like you to get your weight back, you know, get back into your normal body and then see what you're dealing with. But in terms of the convenience and safety and also just to give you a chance to heal nicely, we always say, finish breastfeeding first. When you're done with that, then you also know what the breasts look like, you know? Sometimes because you're still breastfeeding, they stay big, and then when you stop, that's when they shrink again, you know?
So what should one consider before deciding to get a mommy makeover?
Well, I think the first thing always with cosmetic surgery has to be safety. You know, the surgery should be safe for you. Luckily, you know, you can discuss this with your doctor. Other things to consider is your weight. We prefer if the weight is stable because we want your results to last. You know, we want you to be happy for a long time afterwards. The type of contraception you're using, you know, don't get a mommy makeover and then get pregnant again afterwards. Some guys do that. Some guys look at their wife and they're like, she's too confident. Let me give her another baby. And then importantly as well, you know, identify what bothers you. I think the biggest happiness is going to come from fixing what bothers you the most. And, you know, if you've got different body parts, you can do them together. Or you can do them separately. But identify for yourself what really bothers you. It will really make you much happier to get that result afterwards.
So would you say it's best to do this mommy makeover when I know that I'm not going to have any more kids?
So it's a difficult one. In general, yes, I would say that. I would say because you want it to last 15 years. You know, you want it to last 15 years. Yeah. So, you know, do it when you've had all 3 or 5 or 8 of your children. But, you know, some women don't want to wait. So you find, you know, if your breasts are very big and you want to do a breast reduction, I can't say to you, wait and have all your children before. Or if you want to do a breast augmentation because you've never had breast, I won't say to you, wait, you know. But for the tummy area, I definitely, if I'm doing a tummy tuck, you know, if you get pregnant again, it's going to stretch the muscles out again. It's not dangerous for the baby, but it's going to stretch the muscles out again. And then, you know, you'll be back where you started. So, yeah, we say wait a lot.
Absolutely. Dr. Brian, thank you so much for your time and having this conversation with us. I think the stuff that you post on your social media are quite informative. So for those who'd like to follow you to see some of the information that you put out there, how can we follow you and how do we get in touch for more information?
Sure. So social media is very useful. I'm on Instagram as Marang Aesthetics. Marang Aesthetics is our Instagram page. I also have my private page, which is Brian Monaisa. You can follow me. I do post a little bit about the plastic surgery there. You can check our website, which is marangaesthetics.com, or you can call the office, 011-950-5512.
I hope to speak to you again very soon.
Thank you, Sagani. Always a pleasure. Hey? All the best for 2021.
Thank you. There you have it, man. So wait until you know your time, because I've always been saying I'm saving for my C-cup and I'm saving for my belly and, you know, my ab line and stuff like that. But I know I still want to have more kids. You know what I mean? So that means that I must just wait. Maybe we can use the savings for a holiday and then we'll start again. I don't know. But I hope that this was very, very informative.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.